Good morning.
Good morning.
An older man, mature in his years, had two large pots. He hung one on the left end of a stick, one on the right end of a stick, that he carried across the back of his neck. Pots were the same in size, both capable of carrying the same amount of water. Each morning, he would throw the rod on his back. He would walk down to a nearby creek, and he would fill them up with water, and he would make the return trip home. Now, one of the pots was perfect in every way, free from imperfections, and every ounce of water that was placed into it remained in the bucket as he returned home. But the second pot was much more worn, dingy from the years of service, and even had a crack in it through which water leaked. Every day for many years, he would make the same path down to the creek and back. Yet every time he returned home, he would have 1.5 pots full of water. Well, one day his inquisitive young granddaughter asked him, "Grandfather, each day you make the same trip to get us water, yet you return with only 1.5 buckets of water. Why do you not fix that crack that's in the bucket?" The grandfather smiled at his granddaughter and said, "Tomorrow you come with me." So they did. In fact, the next morning they arose early. They made the trip together. But the return trip back home was much longer because the granddaughter kept stopping to pick the beautiful flowers that bordered the path. Yet, like all the days before, when they returned home, it was only 1.5 buckets of water. Now, this frustrated the young girl. But with compassion, her grandfather looked at her and said, "As we return home, did you notice all the beautiful flowers that were along the path?" Of course, she excitedly said, "Why, of course, yes. Here they are." The grandfather continued, "I knew about the flaw in the bucket, and I took advantage of it. I planted flower seeds along the side of the path, and every day while I'm walking, water falling from the bucket nourished the flowers, and like you, I've been able to pick these beautiful flowers to decorate our home. And without their crack, there would have been no leaking water. Without the water, the seeds would not have grown into such beautiful flowers, and without the beautiful flowers, I would have not been able to decorate our home." Feeling much better and smiling at the story, the granddaughter ran to her grandmother to give her the beautiful flowers they had picked that day. So I told this story back right after I started here in 2014. Wording has been changed just a little bit, but the first application that I made with that story is we're a bunch of crack pots. We're all different. We all have our cracks, yet because of God and in glorifying God, we can be used in that manner. But today it's a little bit different. Today that walk is made by Jesus. Today, the love of Jesus is represented by the water. And our hope in eternal life is represented by the flowers. John 17, verses 1 through 4, Jesus said, "When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, 'Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you. Since you have given him authority over all flesh to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. Jesus' hour had come. The hour of his suffering had come. The hour of his departure had come. The hour of his glorification had come. All that Jesus wanted was that through his death, the Father be glorified. Jesus' love is like that of the water. It's there for our benefit. The benefit that Jesus wants us to see in these verses is eternal life. Eternal life is knowing God the Father and Jesus the Christ. This is the real life. This is true life. God is life. Jesus walked down that path for us. It wasn't an easy path. He suffered much while walking down that path. Yet there he was to gather the water. There he was bringing back eternal life to us. He died taking away our sins and in return gave us a beautiful bouquet. A bouquet that represents the hope that we have for eternal life. You pray with me, please. Our Holy Father in heaven, we're so very thankful for the love that you had in sending Jesus to die on that cruel cross, Father. We're thankful for his love in going to that cross, dying on that cruel cross, and giving us a hope of an everlasting life. Father, we now eat this bread which represents the body of Christ as he hung on that cross. We're so very thankful for it, and we ask for today that you bless it. And help us as we take of it to remember that this represents that broken body of Christ. It represents the love that he showed for us. It represents that we hope we have through that death. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.